No, it's called The Album's Oasis. So, yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm DJ Sleepy.
I'm DJ Toasty. And
this has been Two Toilets, One Stove.
Thank you.
Hello, KDVS listeners. You are tuned into KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. It is about 9:01 a.m. in Davis, California, and I am DJ Vera. This is my first show. This is the first installment, first show ever of this show, Fashion Forward is what I'm calling it. I might still change the name. I don't know. I'm not super sold on that name, but this is Fashion Forward. I'm DJ Vera, and first show of the quarter, first Fashion Forward show of the quarter. Right now, we got in the background some grunge instrumental mix. This is the instrumental Plush by Stone Temple Pilots, actually, in the background. And we have grunge instrumentals in the background today because this show, essentially, well, let me back up here. Also, before I get going, I would just like to say the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Now, let's continue. Basically, this is Fashion Forward. I'm DJ Vera, and my concept of this show is that every week, I'm here, every single Friday from 9:30 a.m., and my thought is that I will be talking about, Each week, I will pick a different style slash aesthetic to talk about fashion-wise and just kind of go a little bit into the history of it, what that style slash aesthetic entails, play a little song that matches that, background music with that. Each week will have its own theme, but yeah. So this week, if it was not clear already, My theme is grunge, so shout out my roommate Nancy, she gave me the idea. And so I'm just, I guess I'll get right into it and just talk a little bit about the grunge aesthetic and its history, just kind of like bands and like music behind it, and I guess like rise and fall, I don't know. Anyways, I got 30 minutes to get up here. I got 25 minutes left, actually. And I'm ending with a 6-minute song. So, if I can do the math, I got 20 minutes to yap up here. So, let's get into it. I feel like maybe this instrumental is a little loud for my liking. So, we're gonna go with this one instead. I think. Hold on. One sec. Okay, yeah. I think this is a little quieter and a little less distracting for background. The background now we have is Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots. Anyways, let's get into it. So, essentially, okay. So, the grunge aesthetic that I'm talking about... Oh, what did I just... My bad, guys. I accidentally restarted the song. Today, I'm talking about grunge. And grunge really emerged in the late 1980s and early 1990s. That decade, if you will. And primarily associated with the... Also, I did some Google searching. So, if any of this is wrong, incorrect, and you're listening to this and you're like, what the heck? She's spreading misinformation. Hey, Google told me this, and I don't know what to say. Maybe I should have opened a history book, I guess. But anyways, so essentially the grunge aesthetic emerged in the late 1980s and early 1990s, primarily associated with like the Seattle music scene, and the rise of grunge bands really like helped this style slash aesthetic thrive in the world. And that like primary pioneers of this style aesthetic were like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. Kurt Cobain was definitely a very like strong pioneer of the grunge era, if you will. I don't know. Anyways, this as Google has said, this aesthetic was characterized by a raw, unpolished look that rejected the glam and excess of 1980s rock, which is very true. This was like more, like it said, raw, unpolished, just like not necessarily dirtier, but in a way like a dirtier look. It just not so polished. It was. We'll get into the fashion right now, which it entails. So a big thing about the style of what people would wear if they want to look grunge, if you out there want to look more grunge, fit that aesthetic, then, or if you already do, these items of apparel, maybe in your closet. So the grunge fashion includes, like flannels and ripped jeans is a big thing, oversized sweaters, not like the cutesy little like Brandy Melville oversized sweater, like a different kind of vibe, and combat boots like Doc Martens, big thing, or just like big boots, chunky boots, and it was really just more of a laid back kind of vibe, as Google said, anti-commercial attitude. And so thrift store finds, DIYs, that kind of thing was like very grunge, but like also with a focus on comfort and practicality. And that is also what made it more of like a raw, unpolished look, is focusing on comfort. Because I don't know, I don't know if the people listening can relate, but sometimes when you're looking all polished and nice, things that tend to look nicer can be uncomfortable sometimes. I don't know, anytime I wear like some business type wear, business casual even, it gets a little uncomfortable. You know, ties, they're you can only wear a tie for so long before it gets a little, you know, uncomfortable in the neck. But like a loose tie is a different, I don't know, I'm just yapping. But yeah, and also musically, the music industry had a huge impact on grunge, which blended with kind of like punk rock, heavy metal, indie type of influences, and it was kind of a blend of different things. It's not like it's so distinct and different from several other styles, but it's more of a blend of other styles, like I just said, as well as with music too. But yeah, kind of like, I don't know, popular loner type of vibe, themes of alienation, disillusionment, and social issues were huge with grunge music, or well, I guess that's like rock. I don't know if you want to call it grunge music. I don't think I've ever referred to that as such. I think I've more just said rock, like 90s rock, rather than grunge music. But when I say that, I'm talking about songs associated with, I guess, grunge. Yeah, and so just the rise of that genre in general, it did coincide with a shift in youth culture and, like, moving away from such a polished image from previous decades and more to, like, an authentic, gritty kind of style. That's what I have to say about music and culture. But there was a change from being more of, like, a polished rock kind of look, and like I was saying before, Kurt Cobain, if anyone out there, you know, Kurt Cobain, he had a huge influence on, I would say, a lot of people's styles at that time, and even to this day, people probably have outfits of Nirvana members and other, like, huge rock bands on their Pinterest board, how they want to dress, honestly. I see, like, here at Davis, I see plenty of people who are wearing the grunge aesthetic on a daily basis, and especially here at KDBS, it's a big thing. I too sometimes like to blend different ones. I think it's fun too to blend different styles, which is another reason I think it's fun and exciting to do this show, because it not only teaches me about different styles and I guess what they are necessarily labeled, and also just to explore different ones that people have out there. Maybe you'll be tuning into my show if you'd like, and you're like, oh my god, whoa, she's talking about the style that I wear, so awesome. I don't know. anyways, that was just a quick yap. But back to, I feel like I am referencing Nirvana and as well as Kurt Cobain so much in this when talking about grunge, but that is with good reason, because truly Nirvana and, like, Kurt Cobain were huge pioneers for grunge, and honestly kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say created it, but in a way made it what it is. So yeah, actually, I'm gonna change this music in the background. We have the Jeremy by Pearl Jam instrumental. I think it's a little distracting though happening. So we're gonna have some Soundgarden, which, if you'd like to stay tuned later, I will be having some Soundgarden playing to end the show for the last, I think, like 6-7 minutes. More, it's like 6.5 minutes, but. Yeah. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Instrumental playing in the background, if you were curious. And, anyways. Sorry if I'm a little unstructured with this show. I'll get better with it. It's my first show, guys. Anyways. Getting back into it. Also, fun fact. This is my first solo PA show I've ever done. I have always done a PA show with a co-host. Shout out Stargirl, shout out Micah. I also have on Fridays, every other Friday. It is today, but I won't be here for it. So it'll be here in, not next Friday, but the following. If you'd like to tune into the last yapper with me, Stargirl, and Micah, we will be, in fact, yapping from 1 to 2 p.m. And if you'd like to tune in on every other Monday, also, I have a show called Vera From Now On. That is my music show, if you'd like to hear some tunes. And it's a fun little thing. I had it this week, so I won't have that show next week, but the following week I will. Okay. Back to me talking about Nirvana. Why don't I play Nirvana in the background if I'm talking so much about them? Never mind, actually. We're just gonna stay with this. I like this song. Okay. Going back into it, what I was talking about is with Nirvana, like, releasing Nevermind, their album in 1991, that, I also got some notes I'm reading off, by the way, if I sound a little like I'm reading something. Anyways, Nirvana releasing Nevermind in 1991 kind of brought grunge into a mainstream thing and really brought it to people's attention, because it's not like before Nirvana people weren't dressing in that style. It's not like I said that they created grunge. It brought it to mainstream and made it what it was. So yeah, it popularized the type of music and the type of aesthetic, and really it led to a surge of kind of interest in the genre and also commercializing the genre, which a lot of original artists that would consider themselves grunge kind of criticized, because it wasn't supposed to be, I feel like, this huge mainstream thing, you know. Even though it became that, it's like you want to kind of gatekeep. It was a thing of like, oh, we're gatekeeping, we're different, we're original. But then, you know, when suddenly everyone's doing it, it's like, okay, well, not fun anymore. I don't know. But, like, grunge has continued through. It was heavy in the 2000s and, you know, before the whole rise of hipsters, I feel like, came. Maybe I'll talk about that next week. Maybe next week we will go into hipsters. Maybe perhaps indie sleaze. We'll get there. We'll get there. And yeah, so it really continued into the early 2000s. And even still now, there is semi a rise of grunge. I think more so now there's a rise because of the Dare. I don't know if anyone knows the Dare, the artist. People are saying, indie sleaze is back, indie sleaze is back. Which I think it's honestly been back. I don't know. But I think a lot of fashion trends never really go away. I think they only just come and go with popularity, especially these days with fast fashion, like when trends and styles come so in and out and no one really has an idea of their specific style anymore because they flip through so many styles because of like TikTok and stuff. Which that's also another reason I wanted to do this show. There are so many different... Sorry, I'm playing with my microphone. It's a little messed up. Hold on. One moment. Yeah, also with fast fashion and so many styles rotating with like such frequent speeds in the world, I feel like it's important to know about different styles and just like relearn them, because you know, you don't really need to put a label on your style, but it's just kind of nice to know sometimes when, like, because it's not that fast. Sometimes clothes aren't just clothes. You can make, you know, social statements with them, political statements. Like, clothing makes statements, you know? And, well, maybe you don't know. I don't know. If you'd like. But clothing does make statements, and I feel like that's an important thing, to know history behind certain clothing, because oftentimes with fast fashion things get lost, and also like people wear clothing that can be popular with different cultures and have no idea where it comes from and just think it's like I bought this from Shein and now I'm not me, I didn't buy anything, but be like, oh, I got something from Shein and it could be like a very important like cultural piece of clothing, but maybe some person out there just has no clue. And yeah, I don't know, ranting a little bit. Anyways, yeah, so going into the 2000s grunge, it and also beyond the 2000s, like I said, even to the present day, it really impacted fashion, music, cultural attitudes, and like the ethos of authenticity and rebellion in grunge remains relevant. And that was a whole thing too, like an act, like kind of a attitude of rebellion, I guess you could say, and like fighting, like being against the government or things like that, that come along with grunge and a lot of other styles that are similar, like punk and metal. I think nowadays there's a lot of influencers out there, or just people in this world who dress in this style but don't have the same attitudes that were once associated with this. Like, for example, I don't know if anyone knows these TikTokers, Tara Yummy and Jake Weber and Johnny Gilbert. They're like all besties, but they all dress in this style, I would say. Well, a little more maybe punk than grunge, but along the lines, they all kind of blend. There's no absolute distinction sometimes in certain styles. You can blend them, but a lot of people are or have often been angry at them because they don't talk about important social issues in the world on their platforms. They don't use their platforms to, you know, call out government, to call or question government, to fight for rights of marginalized people or anything like that. They simply dress in the style, listen to the music, but they don't have that same attitude drive to support certain cultural and worldwide issues that like once were associated with grunge, because that was a huge thing, is rebellion and, you know, not just like following the norm, like breaking out of that. And that's kind of what I was referring to in people dressing in certain styles and not knowing history behind it. They only dress in something because they like the outside look of it rather than also their personality being that style. Because once again, with fast fashion, people go in and out of different styles and aesthetics so at such a fast rate that it's almost as if your personality can't adhere to that, can't relate to that style, because people simply don't know. They're just wearing clothes and it means nothing else. But sorry, what was I saying? I kind of lost my train of thought there. But yeah, I totally lost my train of thought, actually. I don't know. What I guess I was saying, though, is... yeah, I really forgot. I hate when my mind blanks out like that. I don't know. But once before, like, people would dress a certain style, but also that would be their personality. Like, that would be who they were as a person. They were that style, and just the way that they acted as well fit into that aesthetic completely. And like that is how they would dress every day on a daily basis, rather than changing aesthetics and styles. Like, if you like, instead of rotating between one day you're grunge, one day you're clean girl, one day you're preppy, one day you're goth, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of people don't stop to think about the cultural impacts that dressing a certain way has, and like, or especially once had. And yeah. Yeah, that's all. I'm just yapping, I'm just ranting a little bit. What I was finishing saying, though, is like even today, a lot of elements of grunge aesthetic can be seen in like contemporary fashion and even music now. There's a lot of artists who I think in this day try to emulate Nirvana, even like new emerging artists. They still try to come back to that style, and there's a huge thing with fashion as well. It does come in cycles, you know. Things, they were popular once and then they go out of season, out of style. But another thing about fast fashion, with the rate that people consume, clothing and fashion and just different styles, it is really hard these days for something to go out of style. Also, out there, if you ever feel like, oh, I can't wear this thing because it's out of style, it's not. It's really not. Nothing goes out of style anymore because everyone cycles through things so quickly, and nothing is out of style. Nothing's out of style. Dress how you want. Dress however you would like. If you'd like. If you'd like to dress however you'd like, feel free to. And that's all I have to say. I think I think I'm going to go ahead and end my my first show here now. Next week, I don't know what I'll be talking about, but I will be here next Friday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. if you would like to hear me yap for 30 minutes again, 25, 30 minutes, about just different fashion. If you'd like to learn about a little more history of maybe your own style, maybe I'll talk about that. When I play this actual song, not just background music, feel free to call in and give me a recommendation of what style I should do next week. If you enjoyed the show, if you want to tune in next week, like it, leave a comment down below if you'd like. Anyways, I'm DJ Vera. This was Fashion Forward, and we are going to end today with Incessant Mace by Soundgarden. Right now in the background, I have Super Unknown by Soundgarden playing, but that's just an instrumental. So we're going to play Incessant Mace. And I will see you guys next week. Oh, also, the number to call in is 530-754-KDVS, or that is 530-754-5387. That number is available on the KDVS website as well, in case you missed that. But thanks for listening. See y'all next week. Bye! Hello.
Am I too loud?
No, you're good. Hi. Hello, hi. Everyone. This isn't the top of the hour, but it's 9:30. You're listening to KDVS Davis.
Yay.
But currently, I believe... Hold on. Hold on, everyone. Please wait with me. Club Siberia was supposed to be on today, but unfortunately they could not make it. Emo Princess. But we're subbing for them. Yay! This is DJ Kiwi.
This is DJ Apple. This is this the first time we're on air this quarter?
Yeah. And we'll be back Monday night, so.
We have a show called Hearing Damage, and it's coming back after a long time.
Monday evening.
So if you like what you're going to hear right now,
you're going to hear a whole lot of crazy stuff right now.
I hope everyone's doing well. It's Friday. And, made it through your first week.
There's so many things to look forward to, but this week has been crazy.
Yeah, first week of classes.
I feel like I've had like 4-hour class, then 2 hours afterwards. 2-hour class and then another 2-hour class the past 2 days.
Yeah.
It's been rough, guys.
Yeah, I have like on Wednesday I have 4 classes. And then I have labs, but I don't have labs until next week, which I'm excited about, but I'm scared.
Yay!
But yeah, I hope everyone's having fun the first week.
Yeah.
Me and DJ Kiwi walked over here and we were discussing about alligators, actually. I don't know if anyone out there is from Florida. We're not, but...
We're concerned for the Floridians.
I hope everyone's doing okay over there. And, we're talking about how, like, gators are scary. They shouldn't be running that fast.
I was actually telling DJ Apple this. Anything in the water scares me. In the ocean, in the rivers, in the lakes. Those sea critters.
I don't like freshwater.
Those creatures.
Things at all. Well, not that I like saltwater creatures, but I'm just scared of ponds and things because they have like amoebas and stuff.
Be aware of the amoebas.
Yeah. So I hope. Has anyone out there ever encountered a gator? I'd be really scared.
It's come to me in a dream, you know? Like, really?
Yeah. One time in elementary school, they brought like one of those people that have like. Snakes and lizards and stuff to like show, and they had like a baby little gator, and we got to hold it.
Okay, so when I think of gator, I think of Jersey Shore when they went to Florida.
They went to Florida?
Yeah. They went to Florida. I think I don't know if it was like spring break or something, and they went and like they were going like on tours in like the water, and they saw some gators they were scared. That's what I think of.
I think of, there was a show I used to watch with my dad called Swamp Wars, and it was about, like, people who, there's a certain season where you're allowed to go, like, hunt alligators and sell,